Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Peace, family, is 19 Keys with the 19 Keys podcast. You're listening to a high-level conversation. Tap in. All right, a word from one of our sponsors. Make sure you tap into Goldwater Products. After you come listen to the information, you're going to need your memory stimulated so you can download everything in that prefrontal cortex. You want to make sure that hippocampus area of your brain that regulates mood, memory, and learning is fully functional and tapped in. Therefore, you want to tap into Goldwater. They have Smart Moss, Sports Moss, Vitamin C Moss, Colloidal Silver. They have just about everything that you, your child, and your whole entire family needs to stimulate your brain and your body and to make sure that your immune system is functioning. Before you tap into this great high-level conversation, listen to this song by Tezu Kulando called Goldwater. What's up, podcasters? What's up, everybody that's tapping in? This is 19 Keys. Y'all listening to my Anchor podcast. I hope everybody is having a great year because we get into this place where we start to blame our year, right? As if, like, time is like some person that we can just grant all of our mistakes and faults and actions. And it's funny because at this point in time, it's where people will be like, yo, this is my lesson for the year. This is what I learned. Like, this year wasn't my year. This wasn't the best year. All of this has to stop. It has to stop right now. Man, this can't be it. This can't be life, B. First of all, stop blaming your year. Time is just a construct that was created to measure our moves. And so what you're blaming is your moves that you've made. But when you say this was my year, you sort of take it wasn't my year, whatever it is, you're sort of taking the fault away from you. And that makes you irresponsible for your next moves. And then your next year may be the same exact thing. And so for me, man, I look at it like this, right? If you're breathing, you're listening to this, you're happy, you're feeling good right now, then that means that everything you've done up to this year led you to this point. So although you may have bad memories for some of the moves that you've made, some of the mistakes, some of the experiences that you've may had, the significant part is that you made it till today and you're alive because you're listening to this podcast, which means that you're having a good year. You know, 2019, I deem this the year of the keys. It's the year that we unlocked everything. It's the year that the paradigm gets totally shifted. It's the year that we reprogram ourselves, we update our consciousness, and we go to a whole new field of reality. But that's only going to work for those who are diligent, those who are really working within a year, those who are tapping into the nature of themselves to define their purpose, to do something that's meaningful and commit themselves to a new level of excellence. Not everybody will have a quote-unquote great year because a great year requires a great mind, right? So what we're talking about is we're talking about getting into the development of self. And when you develop yourself, for one, you have to be the person that you blame yourself on all your mistakes and all your successes. Sometimes people only want to blame themselves for the successes, but never want to blame themselves for their mistakes. They say, oh, it must have been the devil. Oh, it must have been a year. Oh, it must have been my friends. Now, I want to say it like this. There's a cutoff season. So there's a time you must know when to cut off so you will know when to grow, right? So at the end of the year, I think there's always the best time in the world to where you start evaluating self. You start blaming yourself for all of the things. And then the only way to vindicate self is by taking responsibility, grabbing full awareness, and creating a solution. You have to have a formula for your success, right? But before I get into that, let's talk about this cutoff season. This cutoff season looks like you have friends right now that you know are not growing, and they always coming to you with their issues, always coming to you with their problems. They always just want to do whole shit, right? Whole shit is basically your friends that call you when it's time to, whether it's ladies, it's time to go meet up with some guys, or it's fellas, it's time to go meet up with some ladies. Yeah, I mean, or when it's time to go to the club, it's time to drink, it's time to smoke, it's time to entertain ourselves, it's time to do, you know, your concert activities or whatever they may be, but they're not hitting you up about things that's going to allow you to grow. They're not telling you, let's create a more responsible plan towards our year. Let's go to this networking event. Let's start reading this. Let's try these new programs. Let's do something that's going to be geared towards our success. Instead, they guarantee get you in liability court. Things that if you invest your time in, it's not going to give you a real return. It's not going to give you any real growth. And you might be that friend because you're listening to this podcast and you tapped into 19 Keys and you know I'm all about unlocking the mind's potential. Then you will know that maybe you that friend that wants to grow. But your environment is not conducive to that natural and that natural want to grow. Like, you naturally want your mind to become more intelligent, to have more intellectual conversations, to even build more wealth, to be able to learn new languages, to be able to travel to new places, to be able to reprogram self so that you have more happiness, balance, harmony, you know, you become more in tune with your soul, spirit, and mind. But if you're that type of friend that's trying to get everyone else to grow, and they're not the type of person or people that's pushing you towards that progression yourself, then they become your crutch. They're the one that's holding you back. They're not the one that's building you up. And if you got nothing but people around you that's holding you back, then it's time to cut off. Because a lot of people want to hold with you but don't want to grow with you. You know what I'm talking about? A lot of people want to hold with you but don't want to grow with you. I mean, and you know that that's not responsible for yourself because it shows an actual lack of self-love. If you love yourself, you cut off that which is not good for your actual self-growth. You know, if it's not growing you, it's not evolving you, it's not graduating you to the next period, it's not producing a better change and a better program within yourself, then it's not good for self. And only a person that doesn't have the right amount of self-love will continue to establish relationships or continue cultivate relationships that aren't conducive to their actual growth. So you have to evaluate your friends, you have to evaluate your family, you have to evaluate your associates, you have to evaluate your relatives. You know what I mean? Friends are supposed to have reciprocal relationships with you. You do something for them, they do something for you. They show up for you, you show up for them. That is a real friendship. It's growing and it's built upon something. Every relationship has to be built upon something. Two entities come together to create the third, not to languish in the absence of creation. You understand me? And a lot of you are just relinquishing your time in the absence of creation. You're talking about all of the things that you're not building, all the things you're not doing, all the things that's going wrong. You're not talking about what we need to build, the plans we need to have, the ideas, the creativity. That's not where the relationships are. So a lot of you all don't know that your friends are your liabilities, because really they're your associates. You know, associates are not people that you really call upon. They have your best backing. You're not calling them at 3 a.m. and saying, look, I got stranded on the side. You're not calling them to be like, look, I want you to help build this business with me. Those are friends you do that kind of stuff with, right? Friends you can count on. Friends you can love. Friends you can appreciate. And friendship is a 100% reciprocal relationship. So even the people that you know that's calling you and you're not reciprocating with that relationship, you have to ask yourself, if I'm being a good friend, or maybe it's time that I've grown out of the activities of my old friendships when we started, because they're no longer growing with me. And only time that they hit me up is when they want to hold with me. You understand me? They hit me up when it's time to go to the club, when there's a party, when there's an event, or when I got something going on. But they're never hitting me up for the good stuff, the things that's going to allow me to take my business, my life, my relationships, you know, my mind to the next level. So you have to ask your friends, or ask yourself rather, who are the ones that's trying to hold with me? And who's the one that's trying to grow with me? This comes down to you, but it all is about self-awareness. Self-awareness, because you have to know yourself. Know when you're the crutch. Know when you're the friend always leaning on other people. Because some people know in order for them to get to their next level, they know they got to cut your ass off. That's just the truth. They know they got to cut you off. They know that if they continue to allow you to bring them down and wait for you to build yourself up, then they're going to stay stagnant. Because you don't want to do none of the things that's going to build them up. They can't even have certain conversations with you. They probably done YouTube and research and read books and got consultations and networking events and all kind of different stuff. And their mind is in tune to a whole new frequency. And they know that they can't bring all of this great activity of thought that they have to you. Because by the time they get to talking to you, you're talking about all what's going wrong with your family, friends, relationships, issues, problems, insecurities, all of these different things. So instead, when they get around you because they filled their mind up with all of this energy, they can deal with some of your issues and some of your problems, but they don't want to. They don't want to at all, you know. So the issue comes within, what do they do with you? And here's the thing, every level in life, you're cutting somebody off, right? People are always asking why you didn't come, why you didn't take me with you. Instead of saying, why you didn't go with me? You had, every step of the way, you had the opportunity to come with me. Every time I read a book, you could have read a book. Every time I went to a networking event, you could have went to a networking event. Every time that I graduated to another level, you could have graduated. Every time I got a consultation for myself, you could have got a consultation for myself. When I started meditating, you could have started meditating. When I started working out, you could have started working out. When I started focusing on all of my excellence instead of all of the ignorance, you could have started doing the same thing. I showed you an example. You could have went with me, but that's not where we at. We live in a society where people would rather be your liabilities than your assets. And a lack of self-love does not know how to recognize when people are your liabilities and when they are your assets. Learn to cut off. Learn to cut off. So 2019, year of the keys, we have to build ourselves up to a place to where we become sovereign thinkers, where we become trinary thinkers. You know what I mean? Not everything is not going to be black and white in 2019. Technology has caught us up to a point where they got 5G technology. You know what I mean? Where you're going to have things like AR technology, augmented reality. Like, we are really in a whole new technological revolution of where we are right now. So the question has to be asked, where will we be in the year of 2019? But you have to plan out your quarters. You have your first 3 months for you to build yourself, right? You got January, February, March. Those should all be planned out right now in the months of December, and you should get started right now. Don't wait to the top of the year to say, I'm going to start my year doing something great. New Year's resolution of BS. Because if you starting on January 1st, that means you already late. You're already late. Damn, starting on January 1st. Look, they say poor people show up late, right? Rich people show up on time. Wealthy people show up early. I like that. You want to have a poor year? Go ahead and try to start January 1st. You understand me? Go ahead. No, matter of fact, a poor person is not going to start January 1st. They're going to start January 5th or 10th. They're just going to talk about it January 1st. The rich person going to really start January 1st. You know what I mean? Because they're going to want to start making their gains. The wealthy person, they start it now. Because they planning ahead. It's about the long-term strategy. It's about the next 10 years. So their plan is already covering January 1st. It's not that they're making a plan for January 1st or 2019. It's that they've made a plan that covers the next few years already. So they've started their New Year's resolution years ago. Because it's not about having a New Year resolution. It's about having a new life resolution. And that's where we go to. And in a new life, we have to cut off things so we can have new growth. It might be your job that's holding you back. Your job ain't nothing. You're tired of it. You know, it can even be killing relationships, because in your marriage, you could be bringing your job issues. It could be the way you're eating. Your health is not right. It's causing you to have a bad attitude. You're not having enough energy within a day to even maintain positivity, because positive mind produce positive results. And if you want to have a positive mind, you got to be eating positive. Right? Because food is electrical energy and it charges up the body, electrical systems of thought, and positivity is an electrical charge. It's a positive charge, people. But at the same time, your body maintains negative ions through the production of, sunlight and earthing and grounding. But anyway, I'm not getting all of that. So look, so what you need to do is you have to make a list of everything you need to cut off. And then everything you need to add, because once you take away something, you need to add something in its place. So I want you to start it today, though. I don't want you to start in January. How many consultations you gonna get next year? Because I think everybody should get consultations, right? I think consultations should replace your bottles, meaning your liquor bottles. Consultations should replace your smoking a weed. Consultations should replace your going out. Consultations should replace your entertainment. You should have a budget towards knowledge next year. What is your budget towards your growth? Because people are going to spend money on material things. And the more you attach to material, the less you attach to the spiritual. Right? You know what I mean? And the less you attach to the psyche, your mind. So what you got to do is you have to figure out, what am I going to spend my money on? Because what a person spend their money on represents what they spend their life on. Because you spend your life making this money, because you spend time making money, which is a measurement of life. And so while you spending your time You know what I mean? And spending your money, you have to ask yourself, what am I going to spend my life on next year? So you have to make a list of the things that's important so you can prioritize the importance of what you're spending your life on, right? Because the money is just an exchange for something that you want. You know what I mean? So if you're spending your money on going to the gym, okay, cool. That's development itself. You're spending your money on going to seminars. Cool. That's development of self. You're spending your money on eating the right foods. Cool. You're spending your money on getting vitamins and detoxes. Cool. That's development of self. You're spending your money on books. Cool. That's development of self. You're spending your money on courses. Cool. That's development of self. You're spending your money on investments, stocks, assets. Cool. Development of self, development of self, development of self. You're spending your money on things that will appreciate. That means you are involving yourself in a new asset culture for your life. But if you're spending your money on liquor, you're spending your money on just going out to all the goddamn restaurants, which I know that I need to change for next year. And starting now, I'm going to have to change my budget towards all these damn restaurants because I'm living a bachelor lifestyle right now. And I know that it's not always an asset. Now, thing is, you can sometimes convert your liabilities into assets, but it depends on the intent and how you monetize it, right? So if I'm going to a restaurant all of the time and I have a platform, then that means I should probably create a food blog, right? If I create the food blog, then I can figure out how to monetize it, and then I can get paid for doing what I like to do already. So then I converted one of my liabilities into an asset. Right? So that's the same thing with friends. If you can teach your friends, maybe you just need to give one of your friends a consultation, right? You say, look, I want you to get a consultation with 19 Keys. You got these problems I don't feel like solving. I don't have solutions for you. I just got an ear for it. But what if I gave you, what if you went and paid for the hour consultation or 2-hour consultation, whatever it may be for them? They went and got their problem solved with someone who can really give them steps and an action plan to changing their problems. Now your friend is going to come back, because if you give them to the right person, then they're going to make them the type of friend that comes back and reciprocate the energy, right? They're reciprocating the energy. Now this person is ready to go and grow with you. Now you can build with that person. Now you can have a partnership. Now, yes, that sounded magical. It's like, yo, it don't just happen like that overnight. But what I'm giving you is in a step-step process to start thinking in a solution-based manner to start turning your liabilities into assets. So if you don't want to cut them off, then that means you need to invest in that which is in your life. And if you're going to invest in them, you're investing in them for yourself, because it always boils down to you as well, because your life is also revolving around you. You know what I mean? Which is stimulated from your mind. So the thoughts that you have is going to be important in producing the sort of life that you want to see. So if you're going to have your friends around you, then you should invest in your friends, because you want your friends to consistently grow, because then you become your friends. So if they're poor, then you're going to be poor. If they're smart, you're going to be smart. If they're dumb, you're going to be dumb. You know, so whatever happens that they take on, you start to take on, just by effect of the mirror effect. When you see in your environment, you start to take on, you start to watch. They become your unconscious habits. And eventually you tap into the same frequency that they're tapped into. So you live in the same paradigm that they do. Right. So we have to shift that. So, like I say, turn your liabilities into assets, or cut them off and replace them with assets. So you start making this list, right? You start becoming very intentional, and you saying, these are the things that I want to have happen in my life, and these are the things that I don't want to have happen. Now, this is how I'm going to make sure that this happens. I'm going to give energy to make sure that I do this and I get these results. This is how you want to work your plan. You know what I mean? But if you don't, and you don't become that type of person that is active in their own growth and active in their own evolution, then guess what? We're going to always be coming back to the top of the year saying, damn, I have to live the life of the person who is irresponsible and who lived the liability culture all year round. Even from the relationships that you have, right? So let's get into this a little bit. Just a small smidgen. Your relationships, you're always attracting the same person because you still have the same thoughts. Your thoughts vibrate a particular frequency, and you can only attract that which comes from your thoughts, right? So if you're always attracting the same people and you're asking yourself, how come I'm attracting the same people? That's because you have not added new thoughts. You have not added a new pattern of thinking. You have not added a new attraction to your life. So sometimes people will make real active lists about everything that they want in their wives, everything that they want in their husbands. And guess what? They start attracting that exact type of people or that exact person that fits their list to the T. Why? Because they gave themselves a new pattern of thinking. They gave themselves an intention that they put out as a frequency, and they mathematically attracted it based on their own habits, cultivating that person in their presence. But If you have only in your mind what you don't like about your ex, but you don't want, you don't have in your mind cultivated a new pattern of thinking of what you do like about your next, that person that you need to bring into your life that's going to be great for you, then your brain is literally only attracting that which you know. Boom. You have to change your pattern of thinking to change your pattern of living. Right? So when it comes to relationships, if you become a genius, you start to attract geniuses. If you only have your insecurities, you attract more of those insecurities to try to fill those gaps. If you only know about your ex, then you're only going to attract people that's like them, because that was the only way your pattern of thinking is set up. You're the architect of your life. So I want you all to think about that. This podcast was very random. This podcast was a big, long rant. But if there was something in this podcast that helped you, then I want you to take it and I want you to share this podcast with someone else. Be like, yo, Keys went off on this. I needed to hear this before 2019. Share this with somebody else. Thank you for using Anchor. Thank you for tapping in. If anybody want to help sponsor this podcast, because I am going to be turning it into a video podcast soon. I'm going to be getting more equipment for clarity of voice. I'm going to be adding in commercials and music and all kind of stuff and special guests. All my influencers and celebrity friends going to be on it. Cash App $19Keys to support. Just to let me know you even listen to the podcast. Send me a message. Let me know. I appreciate you. And for those who don't follow me, I'm on IG at 19_keys. And I'm also on YouTube. So you can type in 19 keys and find some of my videos and find some of my previous episodes of video podcasts that I have done before. Thank you. It's time for the year of the keys. We tapping in. We wrapping up.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.